Today, we will be doing a dissertation with Lady Portia, Saint Germain's twin flame. We will also be doing a sacred activation meditation. If you're interested in any of my other programs or products, please go to my website, www.rosemarieswanson.com. Thank you. So you may allow yourself to stay in meditation as we begin. Lady Portia asked that we allow her to work with us today. We all know her as the twin flame of Saint Germain, and that the two of them work on the karmic board together. But Lady Portia is also the master of the golden ray. She is known also as the Lady of Justice. She is known as the Lady of Freedom. She is also known as the Keeper of the Sacred Heart Flame. This is where our focus will be today, on the Sacred Heart Flame. We are to begin to bring through our Sacred Heart, balanced with our higher mind, our higher self. Lady Portia has been known to explain that judgment and justice comes from God, but it also comes from your higher self. We are being asked here today to decide what level of the higher self do we want to live from? For there are many levels. We are being asked what level of alignment between the higher self and God do we want to obtain and to rely on to guide our lives. We are again being asked to live through the highest level of our Sacred Heart. We're being asked to live through our higher mind, not our lower mind. We're being asked to move into grace and ease in our decisions. She was very clear that this is not so much about looking at how or who you judge or criticize. It is more about simply choosing differently, choosing divine wisdom, choosing mercy and compassion for yourself. Then you can extend that divine wisdom, mercy, and compassion outward to others. her words, "I cannot express to you humans the import of this. You all are standing in this inside of a window of time, which is filled with love and grace. This is the opening for lifting yourselves out of the old paradigms into the new earth energies. This door will not stay open for too much longer. You have this level of grace and ease probably until mid-January. We are not saying that change will not be possible after that. But what we are saying is that the ease and grace will no longer be present at the levels that it is now, for the levels are very high. Take advantage of this time, for you can make these choices quickly without strife or struggle. If you choose to wait, change will not be accomplished with ease. It will take longer, and there will be much struggle. We implore all of you to no longer wait, but to move forward in this choice now, while the ease and grace is at highest levels, while it is your consistency, your determination, and your high levels of desire and passion that will allow you to be able to lift yourself out of this old paradigm into the new. It is said that justice and judgment comes from God and comes from your higher self. Remember this. Remember that we're being asked to decide today, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but today, as to the level of the higher self, again, that you're choosing to live from, and to the level of alignment that you're choosing to move into between your higher self and God. The justice that one is to seek at this time is to surrender into self-acceptance and self-love. She wants me to repeat that. The justice that one is to seek for is this: to surrender into self-acceptance and self-love. We ask that you ponder on these things. We ask that you also remember that what goes on in the outside world is not to be your focus. It holds, or is to hold, no significance whatsoever for you. The reason for this is the law, a law that you are all very familiar with. Remember, as you change, your inner world, your outer world will reflect that change. Remember that your inner world is represented by what's in your outer world. not the other way around. Only you can choose to make these changes at this time. So Saint Germain is coming in along with Cerebus Bay and along with El Moray. And we're setting our intention to release whatever's holding us into the old paradigm of judgment and criticism. To release whatever that is without going into self-judgment, without beating yourself up for what was. All the masters wish us to realize that when we are told all that we need is within us, to please begin to listen. You already are all that you were meant to be. There is no exceptions. You only have to be willing to move into self-allowing, self-awareness, and self-love. So our intention today is to ask the masters to remove anything less than self-awareness and self-love. So allow these energies to come into this core lifetime, particularly the violet flame. Although I see many colors coming in, there's a lot of the emerald green for healing of all of the self-imposed wounds. Releasing the pattern in the belief that we are our own worst enemy. And asking that we shift that belief into the we are our own best lover. Allowing the energy to drop through this core lifetime. Allowing Ganesh to come in and remove the resistance and blocks. That which holds you into the need to be right and to make others wrong. Or the need to make someone less than or more than who you are. One is equally as damning as the other. The doorways to past lives open. We ask that this healing go back through all time and space and dimension, interdimensionally and outer dimensionally. So that we may go into inner depths of our sacred heart that we've never allowed ourselves to go into before. allowing all damnation to be lifted. Allowing now the ancestral and genetic lineage to be opened, asking that our DNA be reprogrammed to be in alignment with the will of God. Allowing yourself to be disconnected from the old paradigms of the third and fourth dimensions. As Lady Portia takes you by the hand and transports you to where you're standing in front of the golden flame. And to whatever level your life stream will support, allow yourself to be reprogrammed to the higher frequency of New Earth. The higher frequency of your highest self. And your alignment to God and to His will. Allowing yourself to know it is so. And to whatever level you are allowing, it will manifest in your life. Choose well, dear ones, for now is the time for upliftment. Now is the time to learn that these new energies is imbued with love, joy, and happiness. We ask that you be given the clarity to see these things and to see your own authentic truth and learn from this moment on how to embrace that authentic truth. As Lady Portia returns you now into your physical body, allowing yourself right now to consciously be aware of how deeply you are connected with your sacred heart, choosing this alignment. Choosing the sweetness of who you are. Taking a few moments and giving thanks to Cerebus Bay, Saint Germain, El Moray, Lady Portia, and all of the other angels that were here today to assist us on this journey. We give great gratitude for the messages from Lady Portia. As she closes by saying, "Honor yourselves, dear goddess." It is in that honoring that you honor me. Namaste.